Yes, 24/7 is our awareness day, reflecting the 24/7 nature of our service. So this is only the second year of its operation, and we're focusing on fundraising and awareness raising for the charity, and fundraising for the new initiatives that are coming down the line in 2010 and 2009, and of course awareness raising, because we like to constantly get out the message that it's important to seek help if you're experiencing any form of distress, not only suicidal thought but any sort of stress or anxiety, to seek help as soon as possible.
Now, I would have thought most people are very aware of Samaritans and that they do support you, so why is it necessary to have something like this?
Well, you're absolutely right. There is a very high level of awareness of Samaritans, particularly amongst adults, but there isn't always an accompanying level of understanding of what we do. We're very heavily associated with suicide prevention, which is, of course, a core activity. But we want to get across the message of promoting good emotional health as a preventative method and a protective method against suicide. The message about seeking help early, identifying signs of stress and anxiety. So that's part of the reason we're having this awareness day. Also, it's very important for us to be able to get this message across, not in the aftermath of the tragedy. That is one of the difficulties. Unfortunately, when there is a very high profile death by suicide, there's a lot of media attention. That isn't always the appropriate time to be raising awareness of these more general issues surrounding suicide. And in terms of fundraising, unfortunately, all organisations these days are under financial pressure, and a lot of our service is very technology driven, particularly the call distribution systems, which enable us to answer the calls quickly over the 24-hour period, and that requires investment.
And it is a 24-hour service, so just coming back to the volunteer situation, I mean, how difficult is it to get people to be available 24 hours a day?
It's an interesting question, because we know within the commercial sector it's virtually impossible to get people to be available 24 hours a day, but we find the 24 aspect of the service is not the most difficult. Most of our volunteers have a tremendous passion and belief in what they're doing, and therefore are prepared to do the duties in the small hours of the night. However, in terms of volunteering overall, there is a sort of a mixed pattern around the country. The larger urban centres, it is easier for people for branches to get volunteers, whereas the more outlying areas or the more rural areas, it can be very difficult for branches to maintain a volunteer level. But again, in September of this year, we will be launching a national recruitment campaign to attract more volunteers to the service.
Now, the way technology has gone today, most people have mobile phones. Has that made a difference, and has it increased the amount of calls that you get?
Yes, we do feel it has. The majority of our calls now come from mobile phones, and also accessing the service via email is on the increase. Calls to the services overall are on the increase as well, which some people regard as a worrying factor in the fact that there's a greater level of distress out there in society. But in fact, we regard that as a positive sign of people's willingness to seek help and the destigmatisation of seeking help, which is a very important aim for us.
And do all categories of people seek your help?
Yes, it's amazing. Across the board, every age from about 17 up to people in their 80s access the service. I suppose the majority of our callers would probably roughly be between about 25 and 50, I would think. And they reflect a very diverse range of problems and reasons for seeking support. But our message very much is, it doesn't really matter what the reason for your distress is. If you are experiencing distress, it's important to get in touch with us.
And, you know, if you look back over your surveys and for the amount of calls that you get, what has changed in that range? You know, is it still things like relationships or loneliness or whatever?
Loneliness, relationship breakdown, bereavement, they're very sort of familiar themes that do come through to us. We are recently experiencing an increase in calls around the areas of isolation, particularly in rural areas, and I think we all recognise the social changes that are causing that. And also stress, workplace stress, financial stress, worries about the future. And I think, again, they're probably relatively new things in Ireland that we wouldn't have experienced historically, but are coming through quite strongly now. Mm. I suppose one of the most difficult calls for us to deal with is people who call with the feeling of desolation, is how I would describe it, and who on the surface may look as if everything in their life is actually both very good or actually almost perfect in some ways, but are filled with the feeling that they feel they really, is this it? And they can't really see a reason for going on. And they are very difficult calls to deal with.
Now, on this day, on the 24th of July, this is going to be a national day, isn't it? So what are you hoping to achieve from that and to get people to know more about Samaritans?
Well, yes, it is a national day. Samaritans is an Island of Ireland charity. We have 20 branches throughout the country. And we're trying to achieve two things. One, to make people aware of the service that it is there. It's 24 hours a day. And the second thing is to make people aware of the fact that they probably have a branch very close to them that they may not be aware of also, and to try and strengthen our links with our immediate community and let people know that we have trained volunteers who are part of their community to enhance the community's view of emotional health as an overall. And there will be local events that we're inviting members of the public to come along and support morally, financially, and also to learn a little bit more about the organisation and the importance of emotional health. One of our big messages and one of our big concerns is that there is a sort of a myth that exists in society that there's nothing you can do about suicide. But in fact, it's like anything else. There are protective factors that you can put in place, and there are ways of minimising risk. But what we would like to do is encourage people to find out about these and to educate themselves about the whole issue of suicide as a way of protecting themselves against this, and to sort of not be afraid of the subject, to try and engage with it and understand it and thereby protect themselves from it.